talk with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And, Coach, we start the season wanting a chance to play for the conference championship, and today we'll take a big step forward here if we can knock off the Red Raiders today.
Yeah, this is the culmination of a lot of work, a lot of months, and now it comes down to the final three ball games of the season and even more importantly, this final home game for us.
That's right. We got to the final home game for a bunch of seniors. I know it's going to be a special day for them today.
You know, I think it'll be interesting to see how we play. They've had a great intensity for really the last 2 weeks when we started this seven-game stretch where we felt this was going to be the make-or-break period of our schedule. And they've really been focused. I know in today's walk-around even, they were a little quieter than usual. And, this bunch, they usually tend to have a lot of fun. But So I think we'll come out and we'll have great intensity. We'll just have to see if we're a little tight and whether those first couple shots go over the top of the basket instead of through the basket.
A lot of riding on the ballgame in addition to a possible conference championship, the number one seed in the conference tournament coming up, the national polls, a national seeding. So there's a lot more than just maybe the conference championship riding today.
Well, we've really had a nice run, and another win, another quality win like this would be quite a notch in their belts. But the other side of the coin is if we lose today, and you don't like to talk in those terms, but to take a little of the pressure off of the players, the idea that if we lose today, we're still tied for first, two games left, we would lose the possibility of having the number one seed. We'd end up with the number two with Northwestern having the tiebreaker. But, of course, you're not supposed to talk about those things. But I think Northwestern actually comes in with a little more pressure on them today than what we have on us.
Two of the highest scoring teams in the nation today. What type of game do you expect?
Well, we said that last weekend with Briarcliff, expecting 180, 200 points being scored, and then we had about a 40-point first half. So I think you're going to see good offensive players. I think you're going to see a lot of great plays being made. But when it's all said and done, I still think it's going to boil down to defense and rebounding, and who controls the boards is going to have a good chance of winning this game today.
It was defense the other night that propelled us to the win over Doan. A pretty easy win for you, 79-40 here at home. Defense in the first half, outstanding. You allowed just, 17 points in the contest and gave up 25% shooting against Doan. Defense played extremely well.
Well, and we've been playing awfully well on defense, throughout this stretch when they had the 17-game winning streak, and now I think we've won something like 20 of 21 games, so forth. But what I liked in that ball game in particular, and I've seen us making a better commitment, is we got some transition going, and we got some easy baskets for a change. There was a period, especially in the Morningside and the Concordia games, where we had to work hard for every single basket, couldn't get any transition. Our defense wasn't creating any easy baskets for us, and so I'm hoping that's a little bit of a trend that now we'll see for the next 3-4 weeks.
Does the defense start your transition? That's what you want?
It really has to. We've got to force tough shots or get some of those steals. I think we're third in the conference in steals right now. And force the long shots with the long bounce. And then possibly you get out and you get into an open court, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 3-on-2 type situation. And, especially with Rachel, she's great at attacking the basket in those situations and finishing for us. So that's why we really want to get her involved, is that's an opportunity for her to add another 3, 4, 5 baskets a ball game that we don't get in the half court.
You're reading my mind, because Rachel Isherwood, the last three ball games, has gone, 12, 11, and 16 points, so she has really stepped up her game.
She's played some great defense in that stretch, too. We saw her really do some damage on the Doan point guard and did a great job with Concordia, and now we're going to ask her to guard another great point guard again today with Cammie Kuhlman. So if she can cause that kind of disruption, if she can get Cammie's head down a little bit, make her be thinking about her ball handling rather than attacking the basket, then we're going to have a great advantage at that matchup.
Right, it's Northwestern in here this afternoon to take on Hastings College. We'll come back and talk about the Red Raiders when our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman, top-ranked Hastings and fourth-ranked Northwestern here this afternoon. I don't know who the schedule makers are, coach, in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but they have absolutely put it together here for this 2009-2010 season.
You know, there have been some great games in the last 3 weeks. You've seen basically Briarcliff, Morningside, Hastings, and Northwestern all play each other at least once, if not twice, in that stretch. So the luck of the schedule makers has turned out pretty well. And so this basically boils down to data. Like I said, it's a very much must win for Northwestern if they want a piece of the conference championship. And if we want to be greedy and have it all to ourselves, then it's a must win for us.
Let's talk about Northwestern offensively. First of all, Coach, number three in the nation in scoring. I think they're number one in field goal percentage, number three in the GPAC in three-point percentage. Looks like an all-around explosive team offensively.
Well, the thing that concerns me, and we talked about this with Morningside, is Morningside had that ability to put five scorers on the floor. Four of the top 16 scorers in the conference are from Northwestern. So they have great balance. They have shooters. They have people who penetrate. They have a great post-up game with Holstein. And so this is, again, one of those teams where you're really going to have to be able to contain your own man. And if we have to start rotating to help, we'll get into trouble. And, you know, I think you're going to look at two defenses that really philosophically play the exact same way. Want to force you to take tough shots. Don't want to have to help very much. And then hold you to one shot and get out and run.
All-American on the floor for Northwestern today, Becker Hurley, averaging 16.7 rebounds per game. Talk about her. How do we stop her?
Well, you know, again, I'm not sure you can stop Becca. Kim will have the assignment again, and we're going to try and force her to at least put the ball on the floor, and that's not to say that Becca doesn't do a great job of that, but we're going to try and limit the threes that she gets. And if she's going to score, at least it's got to be 2 points at a time rather than three. So that'll be the primary push, is just to make sure that she doesn't do any catch-and-shoot work, that she doesn't get any threes, and then after that we'll do the best we can. Now, the other thing that really concerns me, and we have been working with Kim to concentrate on it, is she's our second-leading rebounder on top of it. So this is a guard who goes to the boards well and picks up another two or three or four baskets, sometimes a ballgame, just on offensive boards.
When we talk about defense, they are number one in the conference in rebounding, giving up about 65 points per ball game, and number one defending the field goal. So in addition to their offensive explosion, we're going to see a great defense out there today, too.
You know, I think that's the big difference between this Northwestern team and maybe the last year's. This team is a much better defensive team, and not to say the last year wasn't, but they were a younger team last year. They had a lot of sophomores and juniors on the floor. This year, there's a couple seniors. There's a good group of juniors. They're very experienced. They got to the Final Four semifinal game last year. And so I think what you've seen from them is the same old offense, the same ability to score on you every game out, but this is a team that defends a lot better and makes you work hard for every bucket that you get.
Game going to come down to rebounding today?
Well, again, because I think we're fairly even matched offensively, and I think we're fairly evenly matched defensively, it's really going to be critical that we keep them off the boards. And you saw us go to the offensive boards pretty well the last two ball games, and we've got to have that same intensity again.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Jeff Dibman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Number one ranked Hastings and fourth ranked Northwestern today from 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dibman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Linfarrell Arena. Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Awesome matchup here in the women's contest here this afternoon as the Red Raiders of Northwestern in town to take on Hastings College. The Broncos, of course, ranked number one in the nation in NAIA Division II women's college basketball. Northwestern coming in ranked number four in the country. Hastings is currently 24-3 on the season. They are 14-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern comes in a mark of 22 wins and 3 losses. Just a game behind the Broncos in the GPAC. They are sitting at 13-2. Both teams will have 2 games remaining after this one here this afternoon in the Great Plains Athletic Conference race. But a win here this afternoon by Hastings would virtually lock up a conference championship for Jeff Dittman and the Broncos and a possible number one seed in the NAIA National Tournament coming up in the month of March up in Sioux City. So big ball game obviously here for Hastings College here this afternoon. The Broncos coming off of their win the other night against the Doan College Tigers had an easy time with Doan as they got out to a 14-0 lead in the ball game. Led at one point 25-2 in the first half. Led at halftime 44-17. They went on to beat the Tigers the other night by a score of 79-40. Lindsey Ducey had 18 points in that ball game for Hastings. Alicia Stadler had 10. Rachel Isherwood has stepped up her game in the past 3 contests. She scored 12 points. Becky Tesh also in double figures with 10. So Hastings has lost 3 times so far this year. The season opener to Black Hills State, 74-58. They lost to the College of the Ozarks down in Missouri in the early part of November, 65-63. Then they won 17 games in a row before losing to Morningside back on January 30th in Sioux City. Lost to the Mustangs, 80-72. They have since won 3 games in a row, Concordia, Briarcliff, and Doan. Northwestern coming in, 22-3 on the season. They have won 6 games in a row. They're 13-2 in the GPAC. During this latest stretch, their wins have been over Dakota Wesleyan and Midland Lutheran. They also won at Dort, won at home against Mount Marty, won at Dana. They're coming off of an 87-83 win over Morningside the other night at Orange City. The 3 losses so far for Northwestern have been to Briarcliff, 85-75. They also lost at Morningside, 81-75. And they lost their second ball game of the season to Jamestown of North Dakota, the score there of 80-63. 2 very good basketball teams scoring off here this afternoon, obviously. The Red Raiders are ranked number 2 in the conference for scoring average, scoring at 83.5 points per ball game. Hastings number 3 at 78.7, that ranks among the leaders in the NAIA Division II ranks this week. Hastings is number 1 defensively. They're giving up only 60.8 points per ball game. Northwestern is number 6 defensively. They give up only 65.8 points per ball game. So it's Hastings and Northwestern here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Conference championship on the line here today for both of these schools. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue in 1 minute.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for basketball here this afternoon. Number 1 ranked Hastings and 4th ranked Northwestern. The conference standings as of now, as we mentioned, Hastings College out on top, 14-1. They're 24-3 overall. Northwestern just a game back. They're at 13-2 and 22-3. Briarcliff still hanging in there in third place. Morningside is fourth. Remember, the top four teams in the conference standings will receive the first round bye in the conference tournament that's coming up here in a couple of weeks. Concordia and Sioux Falls right now tied for that number 5 spot at 9-7. And then Mount Barney is in there at 8-7. Other games going on in the conference today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You've got Doan playing at Briarcliff. Northwestern here against Hastings College. Dana against Morningside up in Sioux City. Mount Barney is playing host to Midland today. Nebraska Wesleyan is on the road playing in Sioux Center against the Dort Defenders. And the Concordia Bulldogs playing up north in Sioux Falls against the Cougars. So it's number one-ranked Hastings and fourth-ranked Northwestern here this afternoon. We're going to see some of the nation's best here today squaring off. Becker Hurley is an All-American for Northwestern. Hurley right now is averaging 15 points and about 7 rebounds per game. Of course, for Hastings, we've got Lindsay Ducey, right now number 2 in the conference in scoring, averaging 19 points per ball game and 9.2 rebounds per game. So it's Northwestern and Hastings squaring off here this afternoon in women's college basketball. The all-time series right now, Hastings holds the advantage 24-14. In the last 10 matchups, however, the two teams have split exactly 5-5. And Northwestern has won the last 3 games against the Broncos. So the history a little bit tilting in favor of Northwestern here this afternoon. Northwestern 5-5 against the Broncos in the last 10 games, and they have won the last 3 games against Hastings College. So your starting lineups for the Red Raiders of Northwestern this afternoon. Again, their record sitting at 22 wins and 3 losses, 13-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Becker Hurley, the All-American, the 5-foot, 9-inch junior from Pleasant Hill, Iowa, getting a start today. She is averaging 15 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. Number 2 in the conference in assists, averaging 4 assists per ball game, 2.1 steals per contest, 42% field goal shooter. That's Becker Hurley. The other starters will be Cammie Kuhlman. Kuhlman is a 5'6" sophomore from Charter Oak, Iowa. Kuhlman is averaging 14 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Val Kleinjohn is a 5'8" sophomore from Bruce, South Dakota. Kleinjohn is averaging 7 points and 1.1 rebounds per game. She is 6th in the conference in three-pointers made this week and number 9 in the conference in three-point field goal percentage. Kendra DeYoung is a 5'11" freshman from Hospers, Iowa. DeYoung is averaging 14 points and 6 rebounds per game. And then Randall Holstein is a 6'1" senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. Holstein is averaging 13 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College will go with their usual starting lineup this afternoon. Kim Thaman, the 5'5" senior out of Lawrence Nelson. Thaman is averaging 9 points and about 5 rebounds per game. Heather McEwen, a 5'9" senior out of Ravenna, Nebraska. McEwen is averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. She is number 2 in the conference this week in three-pointers made this season and number 4 in three-point field goal percentage. Rachel Isherwood, also getting a start, a 5'10" senior out of Lincoln. Isherwood is averaging 9 points and about 4 rebounds per game. Lindsay Ducey, a 6'1" senior out of Omaha, averaging 19 points and 9 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" sophomore out of Grand Island Central Catholic, averaging 11 points and 7.7 rebounds per ballgame. Hastings dressed in the white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Northwestern is dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Hastings College will shoot to our basket to our left here this afternoon. So we're set to go. Number 1 ranked Hastings and 4th ranked Northwestern scoring off conference championship, basically up for grabs here this afternoon. Ducey will jump things up against the Randall Holstein with the ball in the air. The tip controlled by Hastings. Broncos will come into the forecourt for the first time today. Ducey will come over on the wing on the left side. That's Rachel Isherwood. Man-to-man defense starting out here for Northwestern. Heather McEwen out here in three-point territory. Shovels it away on the right side. That's Feynman. Dribble penetration. Takes it inside the ring. Can't go up for the shot, though. Down to Stadler. Down to Ducey. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is called on Randall Holstein. That's a good matchup inside this afternoon between Ducey and Holstein. Randall picks up the personal foul there for Northwestern. First team foul on Northwestern here in the ballgame, and already Earl Wanstra has a couple of words to say with the officials here. We're just 21 seconds into the ballgame. Ducey's free throw is up and in. Ducey, the number 2 free throw shooter in the conference, knocking down 85% of her foul shots so far this year. The person that leads in that category is on the other side in the form of Becker Hurley. Next shot is up there, it is good, and Hastings College has a 2-0 lead. Northwestern comes back with the basketball now. This is Kleinjohn with the ball. Comes over in the wing on the right side to Kuhlman. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense. They go inside. Here's a shot off of the window. It's up and in. Kendra DeYoung scoring there. An off-balance shot over Ducey. DeYoung scores, and now it's a 2-2 ball game. Just underway here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. It is Ducey with the ball. Goes over to McEwen. Baseline to the far side. And now Alicia Stadler gets the ball inside and scores. They got her the ball inside, and Alicia Stadler scores. It's 4-2. Hastings has got the lead. Here's a Randall Holstein with the ball. Cross-court pass is deflected, but it's brought down by Kleinjohn. Takes it to the free throw line and throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to come to the near sideline to DeYoung, and they threw it out of bounds. Northwestern is averaging 19 turnovers per ballgame. That is their first here in this contest. 4-2 is the score. Hastings College is out on top. We have played about a minute here in a showdown between number one and number four in the NAIA Division II ranks here this afternoon. Here's Ducey at the top of the key, 4-3. Shot is good. Lindsey Ducey hits the three ball, and the Broncos go out on top by a score of 7-2. Ducey, a 47% three-point shooter. She hits that one from the top of the key. Hastings has the early lead. Here's a long-range jumper from the outside. It's good. Cammie Kuhlman. Cammie Kuhlman scoring there for Northwestern. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And just like that, the Red Raiders back within 2 points, 7-5. Hastings College with the ball back the other way. Here's Feynman with it out in three-point territory behind the screen from Ducey. Feynman cannot shake the defender. Now it gives the ball away to Ducey at the top of the key. Another three-pointer thrown up there. It's off the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kleinjohn for Northwestern. Long pass ahead through Kuhlman's hands, but Cammy picks it up on the baseline. On the dribble, brings it out in the three-point territory. Kleinjohn has got the ball. Comes over in the wing on the right side to the All-American, Becca Hurley. Hurley's picked up there by Feynman of Hastings. Back to the left side, Kleinjohn has got the ball. She's got to Heather McEwen right in her face. Over here on the right side to DeYoung. Bounce pass goes inside to Holstein. Now to DeYoung. Trapped on the baseline. Gets it back inside to Holstein. It's not going to be blocked down by Statler. Alicia Statler picks it out of there for Hastings. Broncos have a 7-5 lead. Couple of blocks already in the basketball game. Hastings back into the forecourt. Here's Ducey playing beyond a three-point circle to McEwen. Now to Feynman on the far sideline. Feynman holds it. Comes out to a Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood looking, 14 seconds on the shot clock. Isherwood comes out to McEwen, 4-3. Shot is up there, she hits it. Heather McEwen hits the three-pointer, and Hastings College goes out on top now by a score of 10-5. 17-14 to play. Here's a Northwestern with the ball. Kuhlman drives it toward the basket there against Isherwood, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Isherwood. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one on the Broncos here in the first half of play. We're down to 17-09, so we played 2:51 in the contest. 10-5, Hastings College has got the lead. Here's a Northwestern with the ball. They get it to a Kleinjohn. She pulls up and shoots a little 12-footer from the left side of the lane and hits it. Now Kleinjohn scores. She's averaging 7 points per ball game. That's her first field goal of the contest. 10-7 to score now. Hastings out on top. Broncos have the ball. This is going to be Feynman with it now. Lobs it inside again to Statler. Out to Ducey for three. Shot is up there. She buries another one. Lindsey Ducey with 2 3-pointers. Randall Holstein, the post player for Northwestern, is not guarding Ducey whatsoever. Anything past about the free throw line, and Ducey's knocked down 2 3-pointers already in the ballgame. Hastings is out to a 6-point lead, 13-7. Here's a shot by Hurley. Her shot is no good. Rebound Ducey, and a foul is called. Ducey grabs the rebound there for the Broncos. She was immediately fouling the play there by Val Kleinjohn. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be the second team foul called on Northwestern here in this first half. Katie Newsma coming into the ball game now for Northwestern, replacing Kleinjohn. So Newsma is into the ball game. She's a 5'8" sophomore from Oskaloosa, Iowa. She is averaging 5.5 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Hastings with an early lead here, 13-7 is the score. Here's Feynman with the ball, takes it to the free throw line, throws it back out here to Ducey. Another three-pointer thrown up there. It's no good. Rebound, Alicia Stadler goes back up, shoots, and scores. It wanted to bounce out of there, and it went down through the hole. That's 2 field goals for Alicia Stadler and a timeout. Northwestern calls a timeout here, 16 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's Hastings College 15, Northwestern 7.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting, featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. 16 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Northwestern. The score is 15-7. The Nebraska women's basketball team in action today down in Columbia, Missouri. At halftime, Nebraska is leading Missouri by just 2 points. Huskers 43 and Missouri 41. That's being played down in Columbia. Women's college basketball today with third-ranked Nebraska. Hastings College off to a great start here this afternoon. They've got the lead over Northwestern. The score is 15-7. As the Red Raiders call that last timeout, trying to get something going offensively, driving down the right side of the lane and scoring is Kendra DeYoung. Young scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, and just like that, the Red Raiders are back to within six. 15-9 to score now. Hastings with the ball. Northwestern still in a man-to-man defense. Payman brings it to the left side. Bounce pass to Stadler. Comes back out to McEwen. Top of the key. Bounce pass back inside. Stadler wheels in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler with 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings College is out on top now by the score of 17-9. 15:36 to play here in the first half. Newsma's got the ball out to DeYoung. They work it back inside. That's going to be Holst with the ball. Back outside, a three-pointer put up on the top of the key. No good by Becker Hurley. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Her pass to the far sideline is out of bounds. Trying to get it to McEwen. She threw it too far. That's the first turnover in the ball game now against Hastings. Randall Holstein comes into the ball game now for Northwestern, replacing Kendra DeYoung. Down to the scores table for Hastings, and checking in for the Broncos will be Becky Tesh. And coming out of the ball game is going to be Alicia Stadler. 15:22 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Northwestern today. The score is 17-9. Here's Holstein with the ball at the top of the key. Picked up by Ducey. Bounce pass down low. Holst grabs it. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play by Feynman. Allison Holst scoring there for Northwestern. And she gets the field goal. Feynman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, a second team foul on the Broncos. That makes the score 17-11 now. The Broncos with a lead. Holston's free throw is up there and in. She was just a 48% foul shooter. She hits that one. Northwestern is a team, 72% from the foul line. That is fourth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings now with a 17-12 advantage. It looks like Northwestern's going to throw a little zone down at the Broncos here in this possession. Here's a McEwen. She's going to throw the ball out of bounds. McEwen was on the wing on the right side, trying to come back out to a Feynman at the point between the rings there, and threw it too far, goes out of bounds. Second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. So now Northwestern will play things in. There's a Cammie Coolman. She will get things in to the All-American again, Becker Hurley. She takes it down on the low block, kicks it back out to Holstein. Now back inside, a shot is put up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is called. Katie Newsma taking the shot there right in front of the basket, and a foul is going to go on Ducey of Hastings. The first foul on Lindsay Ducey, team foul number three on the Broncos. And now going to the free throw line for Northwestern is going to be Katie Newsma. Newsma is a 76% foul shooter in the season, averaging 5.5 points per ball game. She gets her first point here as the first one hits bottom. And the score is now 17-13. Stadler back into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing McEwen. So I have another free throw coming up here from Katie Newsma for Northwestern. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. She cans that one. So two free throws made, and Northwestern is back to within 3 points again at 17-14. Red Raiders have scored the last 5 points here in the ballgame. Kim Feynman has got it down to Ducey out here in three-point territory. Ducey drives it inside the ring. Jump pass out to Rachel Isherwood. Back to Ducey on the baseline right side. Brings it up high on the block. Now gets it to Becky Tesh. Tesh moves it down on the baseline in the dribble. Bounce pass inside is intercepted. Holstein takes that one away from Alicia Stadler. Here comes Northwestern back the other way with the ball with a chance to tie on a three-point field goal and a traveling violation here on Newsma. Katie Newsma out here in three-point territory. A little ball fake and then moved to her left. A traveling violation is called there on the Red Raiders. That's going to be the second turnover on Northwestern here in the ballgame. 17-14 to score. Hastings leading by three. Northwestern still in his zone. Bounce pass right side goes to Becky Tesh. Bounce pass inside now right of the block. That's Alicia Stadler back out to Tesh. Tesh dribbles one, sends it back inside to Stadler. Mishandles the ball. The scramble is on. It is loose and is picked up here by Northwestern. Fourth turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. Katie Newsma has got the ball. Back outside to Hurley for three. Shot good. Becker Hurley hits the three ball, and we're tied up. 13 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings had a 17-9 lead, and now the Red Raiders come back with eight straight points. We've got a timeout, 13:59 remaining here in the first half. It's Hastings 17, Northwestern 17.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Just underway, Briarcliff is leading the Doane College Tigers 13-8. That ball game being played this afternoon in Sioux City. Briarcliff 13, Doane 8. Hastings and Northwestern tied up at 17 points apiece here. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. This is Feynman with the ball out to Ducey for three. Shot is up there, misses that one, and a rebound comes down to Holstein.
Randall Holstein on the dribble down the near sideline. Stops and gets the ball into the offensive zone here to DeYoung, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. Kendra DeYoung is whistled for the steps. The third turnover on Northwestern here in the ballgame. Isherwood comes out of the contest now, and Heather McEwen comes back in. 13:37 to play here in the first half. Hastings 17, Northwestern 17. Here's Feynman with the ball now for Hastings. Left-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone, stops at the top of the three-point circle, sends it down low, and the baseline is shot by Becky Tesh is no good. A wild shot there by Tesh. Rebound comes down to DeYoung. She brings it all the way back up the floor, kicks it out here now to Kuhlman. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey of Hastings. Ducey down to Kim Feynman. Right-handed dribble about waist high, dribbles to the free-throw line, bounce pass to McEwen for three, shot good. Heather McEwen, her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and it's 20-17. Hastings out on top now by three. Here comes Northwestern back. Holstein goes inside to Becker Hurley, kicks it back out on the wing on the left side. A jumper put up there. It's no good by Kuhlman. Rebound comes down to Ducey of Hastings. Lindsay gets it away, down to Kim Feynman. 20-17, Broncos have the lead. Here's Becky Tesh inside to Stadler. Shot is up there, is good. Becky Tesh gets the assist there. Alicia Stadler gets her fourth field goal of the ballgame. She's got 8 points, and now Northwestern throws the basketball away. They try to catch the Broncos sleeping defensively. A long pass down the floor was intended for Randall Holstein. It goes down a bounce. So a turnover there on the Red Raiders. That's their fourth turnover of the ballgame. And now Hastings will come back with a five-point lead, 22-17. Hastings got out to an 8-point lead early at 17-9 before Northwestern scored 8 quick points to tie things up at 17. But now the Broncos have scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. 22-17 our score here in the first half. Rachel Isherwood with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to McEwen. Back to Isherwood. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it down in the corner. Right side to Feynman. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Holstein for Northwestern. Outlet pass comes to DeYoung. She has the basketball stripped away right at the midcourt stripe there by Rachel Isherwood. Turnover number 5 now on Northwestern here in the ballgame. McEwen now to Tesh. Shot for 3 is up there. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Kristen Neth into the ballgame. Gets the last rebound there for the Red Raiders. Gets it away to Hurley. Hurley now on the wing to Kleinjohn. Back out to Hurley at the top of the key. Picked up now by Tesh of Hastings. Holding the ball as Hurley comes over in the wing to Kleinjohn. Down on the baseline. Right side to DeYoung. Down to Kleinjohn. Inside to Holstein. Back out on the wing now to Becker Hurley. Circles around against Feynman in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. It's saved by Northwestern. And it's out of bounds off of the fingertips of Ducey. Saved there by Kristen Neth. From going out of the bounce, she bounces that one right off of the fingertips of Ducey. And it's going to be Northwestern playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 11:35 to play. There's an inbounds pass. They get it in there, and the shot is good, and she's fouled into play. That is Allison Holst. Holst gets the field goal, and she is fouled into play there by Hastings. It's going to go on. Personal foul is going to go on Hastings. Going to go on Tesh. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line will be Allison Holst. She's got 5 points already in the ballgame, making 6 as that one goes down. So a 3-point play here for the Red Raiders of Northwestern. And it is now a 22-20 ball game. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Feynman. Feynman out to Sophia McDermott, who's into the ball game. Donna McEwen out here in 3-point territory to McDermott. Entry pass, free throw line. Isherwood has got it. Kicks it back out to McDermott. Dribbles once, moved to her left. Picked up by Hurley now. McDermott sends it inside to Ducey. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bumped there by Holstein, but no foul called. And the rebound comes down to Becker Hurley. 22-20. Hastings out on top by 2. Northwestern has got the ball in their offensive end. Holstein has got it just to the right of the lane. Comes out to the top of the key to Kleinjohn, down to Hurley. Hurley goes here to a Kristen Neff, sends it down in the corner, right side. Kleinjohn, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Holst in the lane, mishandles it, picks it back up, goes to Hurley on the wing. Picked up there by McDermott. Sends it back inside, there's Neff. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound, Northwestern, follow shot, no good by Holstein, foul called. Randall Holstein will go to the free throw line. She was fouled into play there by Ducey. That's going to be the second foul on Lindsay Ducey. Head coach Jeff Dittman talked about how important rebounding was going to be today in the pregame show. And so far, Northwestern is getting the job done on the boards against Hastings. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Holstein. She will have one more. End of the contest now will be Cammie Kuhlman now for Northwestern. She will check in. Here comes Andrea Wedel into the contest as well for Northwestern. 22-20 the score. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Next free throw by Holstein is up and in. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. 10:40 remaining here in the first half. Hastings 22, Northwestern 21. Here's Feynman for Hastings. Dribbles to the elbow, right side of the lane. Now to McDermott, now to Feynman. Over on the wing on the right side, that's McEwen. Cross-court pass comes to McDermott, now to Feynman. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Retreats back out in three-point territory now. On the dribble as they get it to a Rachel Isherwood, to Feynman. Her shot for three is up there, and she hits it. Kim Feynman hits the three-pointer from just to the right of the lane. It's now 25-21. Hastings leading by 4 points. Northwestern has got the ball back in their offensive end. Holst has got it. Holst now to a Wadle. Comes over here on the right side of the wing to Kuhlman. Sends it inside to Holstein, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Holstein trying to take it to the far sideline to Kleinjohn, and they threw it over her head out of bounds. Turnover number six already on Northwestern here in the ballgame. 10:01 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of Northwestern. The score is 25-21. Women's college basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHS from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Feynman goes to McDermott, top of the key, off to Feynman again. Dribble penetration, takes it down on the baseline, down the dribble, lobs it back out here to McEwen. Over to Feynman on the right sideline. Feynman gets away, now a foul is called. Feynman driving the ball to the basket, draws the personal foul there on Allison Holst of Northwestern. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Red Raiders here in the ballgame. Hastings will play things in from the corner on the far sideline. 9:42 to play in the first half. Broncos 25 and the Red Raiders 21. Here's Feynman with the ball. Now to Heather McEwen, to Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood holds it. Now to McEwen. Comes back to the left side. That's Feynman with the ball. Dribbles into the paint. Stops there. Kicks it back out to McDermott. 17 on the shot clock as they feed it inside to Statler. She lays it in. The assist from Sophia McDermott. Alicia Statler with 10 points in the basketball game for Hastings. She's leading the way, and the Broncos have a six-point lead again. 27-21 is the score. Here's Northwestern in a traveling violation there as Andrea Wadle was working against McEwen just to the right side of the lane. That's going to be the seventh turnover on Northwestern here in the ballgame. Hurley checks back in now for the Red Raiders. As we approach the nine-minute mark here in the first half, Hastings 27, Northwestern 21. Here's Feynman with the ball for Hastings College. Dribbling, comes over here to Isherwood against Becker Hurley. Dribbles behind her back. Can't shake Hurley right now, so instead they get it out to McDermott. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the wing on the right side. That's going to be McEwen. McEwen, 8 seconds on the shot clock, has got the ball out here. Cross-court pass to McDermott. Fires up a three-pointer. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound lost off of the hands of Statler, out of bounds. Tesh comes into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Feynman. Here comes Holstein back in as well for Northwestern. Also checking in will be Katie Newsma. Hastings College with a six-point lead here in the first half. 8:43 remaining. Hastings 27, Northwestern 21. Northwestern has got it on the offensive end. Here's DeYoung with the ball. Top of the key, Newsma has got it. Now to Hurley. Lobs it to a Randall Holstein. Now to Becker Hurley. Takes it down low on the block. Nice pass inside to Holstein, and she lays it in. Randall Holstein gets the field goal. The assist there goes to Becker Hurley. She is second in the conference in assist, averaging 4 per ball game. She collects one right there. And Northwestern is back to within 4 points, 27-23. Here's Tess with the ball at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Statler. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be deflected. It's taken out of there by Northwestern. Turnover number 5 on Hastings here in the ballgame. Here come the Red Raiders back the other way. They lob it inside to DeYoung. Turnaround jumper, no good. Picked up on the hop in the lane there by Statler of Hastings. Outlet pass. They get it to Isherwood now. Isherwood lobs it to the right sideline. That's McDermott looking to penetrate. Now backs it on out. Gets it into the hands of McEwen. Diagonal pass down on the baseline, left side to Tesh. Goes for a hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. Tesh will go to the line to shoot two here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Randall Holstein. That's going to be her second. So now Holstein with two fouls for Northwestern. Lindsay Ducey has got two fouls for Hastings. Becky Tesh to the free throw line, and her shot is up and in. Tesh is 75% foul shooter in the season. She is now 58 out of 77 from the free throw line. Tesh had 10 points the other night against Doan as the Broncos caged the Tigers by the score of 79-40. Next shot is up there by Tesh, is good. Hastings maintains their lead here by 6 points, 29-23. Broncos applying some pressure now in backcourt. Here's Becker Hurley with the ball. Left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to a Newsma. Katie Newsma picked up there by McDermott. Now they get it into the hands of Allison Holst to the free throw line to Kuhlman. Shot's going to be blocked down by Isherwood. Isherwood gets the block, comes out there with the basketball as Isherwood has got it for the Broncos now. They get it to McEwen down in the corner. Here's McDermott, shot for three. Bingo! Sophia McDermott from deep in the left corner hits one, and Hastings is out on top by 9 points. Broncos 32 and Northwestern 23 with 7:12 remaining here in the first half. Driving down the lane, going up with a shot, and a foul is going to be called. Taking it down the lane was a Coolman, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Isherwood. Second foul on Isherwood. It's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line for Northwestern is going to be Cammie Coolman. She's got 3 points in the ball game thus far. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Coolman, a 77% foul shooter, which is 8th best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Into the Bronco lineup now is going to be Brittany Wong for Hastings. Wong is a 5'3" freshman from Carmichael, California. Coming out will be Isherwood. Shot from the free throw line is good by Coolman. And it is now a 32-25 ball game. Hastings leading by 7. 7 minutes to play in this first half. McDermott has got the ball at the top of the key. Comes over now to Wong. Sophia McDermott at the top of the key. Off to Heather McEwen. McEwen over to McDermott. A long three thrown up from the right side. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Northwestern. Becca Hurley gets the board down the near sideline to Coolman. Coolman works to the right side of the block. Picked up there by Wong. Back outside. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be high in the air and right down through the hole. It goes straight up in the air and down through the hole. Kristen Neff gets the lucky bounce there for Northwestern. But a three-point play. 32-28. Hastings with a four-point lead. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds as Tess trying to bring it over here to the near sideline to McDermott. So Brittany Wong will now inbound the ball here for Hastings with 6:26 to play in the first half. Wong comes out to McDermott. Sophia dribbling with the ball to the top of the key. Holds it now as Northwestern is back to their zone defense. Right side is Wong. Entry pass will be tipped away from Statler, and a jump ball is called. Ball was tipped away from Statler. Getting her hands in there was a Kristen Neff of Northwestern. A turnover on Hastings. That's going to be number 6 on the Broncos. Here comes Feynman back into the ball game. Wong is out. 6:16 remaining in the first half. It's 32-28. Broncos with a four-point lead here this afternoon. Northwestern has got the ball. Top of the key is Neff as they move it over in the wing on the left side to Klein John. Down to Coolman. Driving inside against Becky Tesh. Can't put up a shot. They get it back outside down to Hurley. Back inside the lane. The Holst looks one way, then the other, and a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation on Allison Holst. She got it right in front of the basket. Statler playing right behind her. She faked one way and tried to come the other, and a traveling violation is called there on Allison Holst of Northwestern. Here comes Ducey back into the ball game, replacing Statler. Coming back into the contest now for Northwestern is going to be Randall Holstein. 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it is 32-28. The Broncos with a four-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Kim Feynman moves it left side of the lane. Now they get it to Becky Tesh to McDermott on the wing on the right side. Cranks up a three ball and hits another one. Becky Tesh hits a three-pointer there for Sophia McDermott hitting the three-pointer for Hastings. That's 6 points now by McDermott on a couple of three-pointers. 35-28. Hastings with a seven-point lead. Here's Tesh down to the corner on the left side. Brings it up high on the block. Bounce pass into Ducey. Ducey works against Holstein. Has to throw it back out of there. Down to McDermott. Drives the ball down to the baseline. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down by Holstein, but it's recovered here by McDermott. Sophia's got it. 8 seconds on the shot clock. McEwen for three. Shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Rebound Holstein for Northwestern. Holstein gets it away to Kristen Neff. Into the forecourt. Now to Hurley. Hurley back outside to Klein. John sends it to the elbow on the right side. A shot is up and in by Randall Holstein. Right from the elbow, right side of the lane. Holstein throws that baby down, and it's 35-30. Hastings now with a 5-point advantage. Down to 5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. McDermott with the ball. Down to McEwen. Top of the key. Brings it back to McDermott. On the right wing. Back to Heather. Out here just to the left of the lane now. Holds the ball. Two-handed pass down in the corner. On the right side to get it to McDermott. 9 seconds on the shot clock. There's a lob pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Lindsay Ducey. The ball was picked off. Hurley comes out of there with the ball. Now for Northwestern. Into the forecourt. This is Kristen Neff. Picked up there by McEwen of Hastings. Neff get to the Klein John. Klein John now wants to call a timeout. Klein John calls the timeout here on the far sideline. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. We are in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 35, Northwestern 30.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
12 minutes to play in the ball game in Columbia, Nebraska, ranked number 3, leading Missouri 58-51. Nebraska 58, Missouri 51. Women's college basketball today from Columbia. 12 minutes to play in the contest. 35-30 the score here. Here's Randall Holstein, tries to shovel the ball away across the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Northwestern in the ball game. Kim Thaman has got it for Hastings. Drives down the lane and running one-hander is up there and in. Thaman with a runner down the lane gets her second field goal. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. The Hastings lead is back up to 7 at 37-30. Here's Hurley, and she's going to be fouling the play. An offensive foul on Hurley. Knocked down Kim Thaman as she went up for the shot there. And back to Hurley. He's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's her first. 37-30. Hastings out on top. This game was tied early. But then Hastings jumped out to a 7-2 advantage, and they have not relinquished that lead. We were tied up at 17. Before Hastings scored 5 straight points. And Hastings has not relinquished that lead in this first half. We're down to 3:50 to play. McEwen down in the corner to Thaman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ducey tries for the rebound. It's tipped, and it's going to be picked up here in the lane by Becky Tesh. Tesh out to Thaman, top of the key. Now to Ishowitz. Circles around in the lane. Lobs it back out. Thaman. Thaman moves it over on the right side to Tesh. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Ishowitz. Follow shot is up and in. Rachel Isherwood gets the field goal there for Hastings College, and the Broncos now lead by 9 points. Hastings 39, Northwestern 30. Here's a Klein John with the ball. Out on top, they get it out to DeYoung. A whistle stops play, and a foul is going to be called here at Northwestern. An illegal screen set up over there. Tammy Kuhlman picking up the foul. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Red Raiders. No free throws here. Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos out on top of the Red Raiders today. The score is 39-30. Here's Feynman with the ball now for Hastings. Stomps out here in three-point territory. They get it to Ducey, top of the key. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Now to Ishowitz. Ishowitz hops in the lane. Outside to McEwen for 3. Shot is up there. It's good again. Heather McEwen with 3 three-pointers in the ball game. Once she finds her stroke, she can go off for 20 or 25 any night. And she's got 9 already here in the first half with 3 three-pointers. Here's Hurley on the baseline, works against Feynman, spins, puts it up there, shot no good. Rebound tipped around, it's right into the hands of Ducey. One shot and out for Northwestern. Hastings back with the ball. Feynman goes to Ishowitz on the far sideline. Now to Kim, out here in three-point territory. Feynman comes to the near side, the pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hurley, she drives, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, she misses the layup. Rebound is loose, it goes out of bounds. The officials look. They look at one another and they give the ball to Northwestern. Tipped out of bounds there by McEwen. Alicia Statler will play things in. And now Earl Wadstra, he is hot. He thought maybe Hurley was fouled down here. And Earl Wadstra is hot here on the near sideline, and now they want to call a timeout. Earl Wadstra is out on the floor here for Northwestern. He's yelling at the other official. He's down here in the Hastings zone. The official is pointing back to the bench. Earl Wadstra is hot. And the fans will let him know it. Wadstra, he's been teed up a couple of times here in Hastings when they made the trip here. So this is the timeout, Northwestern, 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the first half. It is Hastings 42, Northwestern 30.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Earl Wadstra, the head coach for Northwestern, was on the officials just 21 seconds into the ballgame. A foul they thought maybe the officials missed. And here he was red hot here for Northwestern. He came screaming off of the bench all the way across the midcourt stripe. And out on the floor about 10 or 15 feet down here on the defensive end for Northwestern. Thought that maybe Becca Hurley was fouled in that last play. But everything has settled down. Now we're set to go as Hastings comes back on the floor here. Northwestern will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. They're trailing by 12 points in the ballgame, and it's 42-30. 2.5 to play Here's Hurley at the top of the key, moves it over on the far sideline to Nieuwsma. She drives her shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose, and it's brought out of there by Becky Tesh. Tesh gets the rebound for the Broncos off to McEwen, down to Thaman. 2:19 to play here in the first half. The Broncos with a 12-point lead. It is 42-30. Here's Thaman, right side of the lane to get it to Isherwood. Isherwood, pass to Thaman. Lobs it back inside to Statler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Reaching for the rebound and picking up the foul is going to be Statler. Went over the back of Holstein. Alicia Statler picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Coming into the ball game now for Northwestern is going to be Kendra DeYoung. 42-30 is the score. It's a 12-point lead for Hastings. That's going to be team foul number 7 of the Broncos. And now going to the free throw line for the Red Raiders will be Randall Holstein. 1 out of 2 from the stripe so far this afternoon. She has got 5 points in the ball game. She is a 65% foul shooter on the season. So Holstein will have a 1-1. Her shot's up there. It's no good. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Statler. 42-30. Hastings with a 12-point lead here in the contest. McDermott has got the ball out here in 3-point territory to Statler. Now to Thaman on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kendra DeYoung. They get the ball ahead. Here come the Red Raiders now. Katie Nieuwsma has got the ball. Now to DeYoung. DeYoung comes across the top to Kristen Neff. Neff to the near sideline now. They get it to Kuhlman. Now back inside the lane to Holstein. And a traveling violation is called on Holstein. Working against Alicia Statler in there. Randall Holstein is whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number 11 already on the Red Raiders. A minute and 38 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 42-30. Hastings leading by a dozen. Broncos have the ball. Thaman has got it. Now to McDermott. Sophia dribbling with the ball out here. McDermott sends it to the near side down to McEwen. Diagonal pass down on the baseline. They get it to Thaman. Now back inside to Statler. Shot is up and in. Thaman gets the assist with a quick pass to Alicia Statler. And the Broncos have built a 14-point lead. In this battle between number 1 and number 4 here this afternoon, there's a pass that's going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Red Raider basketball. Last touch there by McEwen. So Hastings out on top 44-30. Hastings is on a 7-0 run right now over the Red Raiders after Northwestern had cut the lead down to 7 points back here at 37-30. Hastings leading by 14. A minute 7 left here in the first half. Driving down the lane is Holst. Leads it over there to Kristen Neff. Out of the elbow on the left side of the lane to Kuhlman. She throws the ball out of bounds. Kuhlman just threw it into the nickel seats on the far sideline. That's a turnover on Northwestern. And now with a minute to play, Hastings will come back the other direction with a 14-point lead. These are the two top teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference scoring off here this afternoon. Hastings could win this, baby. We'd be in the driver's seat for a conference championship here for this 2009-2010 season. Long pass from Tess to go inside to Statler, and she lays it in. That was too easy. Alicia Statler, 14 points in the basketball game. Hastings has got a 16-point lead, 46-30. Here's a shot taken from the low block right side by Nieuwsma. A jump ball is called. I think that was Statler again getting her hands in there, and a jump ball is called there as Nieuwsma is tied up in the play. And now with 37 seconds to play, Hastings will have the 30-second shot clock, so we can take her down to about 7 seconds before we have to fire this one off. Hastings with a 16-point lead here in the first half. It is 46-30. Again, they get the ball to the right side of the lane to Statler. This time she kicks it out here to McEwen on the wing on the left side. Heather puts it on the floor, dribbles, hands it away. That's McDermott with the ball now. Sophia looking to get away, does so from Hurley, moves it to the left side of the lane. To Becky Tesh, back down low. The ball's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Statler. The ball is intercepted. Coming back is going to be Holst with the ball for Northwestern. Takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot good. Allison Holst takes it coast to coast and scores for the Red Raiders. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And McEwen just throws up a three-pointer. It's off of the iron, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So the top-ranked Hastings College women's basketball team with the lead here over fourth-ranked Northwestern. In women's college basketball, the score at the break, Hastings College 46, Northwestern 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos have the lead. The score is 46-32 over fourth-ranked Northwestern here this afternoon. Hastings got out to a 7-2 advantage here in the ballgame. Northwestern came back to tie things up at 17-17. The Broncos then rattled off five straight points to reclaim the lead at 22-17. Hastings then got out to a 32-23 advantage with about 7 minutes to play in the ballgame in the first half. Northwestern came back. They were within 7 points again at 37-30 before Hastings rattled off nine straight points to make it a 46-30 ball game, and then Northwestern hitting the final field goal in that first half. And right now the score at halftime is Hastings 46 and Northwestern 32. The Broncos in the first half hitting 51% of their field goals. They were 17 out of 33, 8 out of 18 from three-point territory for 44%. And they were 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for 100%. Northwestern, they hit 45.8% from the floor, 11 out of 24. They connected on 3 of 8 three-pointers for 37%, and 7 out of 9 from the free throw line for 77%. Northwestern continues to out-rebound the Broncos, 16-13, 5-4 on the offensive end. Hastings turning the ball over 9 times in the first half of play. Northwestern had 15 turnovers against the Bronco defense. Hastings came up with 2 block shots and 4 steals in that first 20 minutes. Northwestern had 1 block shot and 6 steals. Again, Hastings College has got the lead here at halftime over Northwestern. The score is 46-32. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll check the scoring here at halftime. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College out on top of Northwestern this afternoon in women's college basketball. The score is 46-32. Got some scores for you. 8 minutes to play in the ball game. It is Missouri leading the Nebraska women. The score is 67-64. Missouri 67, Nebraska 64. 8 minutes to play in that ball game from Columbia. Halftime is Dort out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play, 42-28. And Doan had a lead over Briarcliff. It was 31-25. That game is a minute to play until halftime in Sioux City this afternoon. Scoring in the first half of play for Hastings, Alicia Statler leading the way. She's got 14 points in the ballgame. Statler has got 7 field goals here in the first half. Lindsay Ducey has got 8 points. She's got 2 three-pointers, and she is 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Heather McEwen has thrown down 3 three-pointers. She has got 9 points here at halftime. Rachel Isherwood has got 2. Becky Tesh, a couple of free throws and 2 points. Sophia McDermott has knocked down two three-pointers for 6 points. And Kim Feynman has got a three and a two. She's got 5 points here at halftime. The Broncos 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Northwestern being led by Allison Holst. She has got 8 points here in the first half. 5 for Randall Holstein. 5 points for Cammy Kuhlman. 4 points for Kendra DeYoung. 3 points for Kristen Neff. And 3 for the All-American Becca Hurley. 2 points in the ball game for Katie Neusma. So again, Northwestern trailing here in the ball game to Hastings, 46-32. Coming up, Tyson Abronik will join us. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. Then we'll have the second half for you. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Lower interest rates on your loans. And Hastings Federal Credit Union offers all types of loans to people who work or live in the Hastings area. Wouldn't you like lower rates and more convenient terms on your auto, home, home equity, or personal loans? Of course you would. So discover the credit union difference for yourself at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. Joining me at halftime this evening is the director of the Campus Health Services. It's Beth Luttrell. Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Certainly.
Okay, Beth, we're going to talk a little bit about a week that just kind of wrapped up. It was a sexual responsibilities week just wrapped up at Hastings College. Talk a little bit about some of the events that went on during this week.
This is a week that helps students realize what they need to do if they choose to be sexually active and stay safe. So part of the festivities, we'll call them, centered around Ask the Sexperts, which were physicians, professors, people from Hastings Family Planning, who came and answered questions that students submitted via writing anonymously, mm-hmm. and answered those questions so that students would have accurate, dependable information to work from. And then following the Ask the Sexperts, there was a Sexival, which was put on by all of the campus peer education groups, in that each group had a carnival-type game which asked questions related to their topic that connected with sexual responsibility, and students were eligible for prizes and raffle prizes.
Okay. Now, when the I know it's kind of certainly for those college-age students really an uncomfortable topic sometimes to talk to people in front about. Did you notice any of that? Was there any kind of level of students being just kind of uncomfortable, and did they get better as the week went on?
Typically, they're not uncomfortable because all the questions are submitted in writing. It's not like they have to raise their hand and the professor call on them and say, "What's your question?"
Yeah.
You know, it's all done in writing, and then the questions are compiled by categories, like topics, and then the physician or the professor or the nurse, whoever takes the question, can answer several at once.
Okay. Now, why did Hastings College really start Sexual Responsibilities Week?
Well, I think it's important for students to live through, survive mm-hmm. their college years, and for students who choose to be sexually active, STIs, HIV and AIDS are all certainly life-threatening in some cases, illnesses that people need to have good factual information about.
Okay, now we talked a little bit earlier about the peer education groups. How did they come up with their presentations, their carnival games, so to speak, for the Sexual Responsibilities Week? What kind of work went on with that?
We have six different peer education groups on campus, and they are all lumped under an umbrella. But each group has its own topic, mental health, health issues, GBLT and allies, HIV and STIs, and alcohol and other drugs. So even though they teach specifically on a particular topic, all the topics are very interrelated, and so they were able to come up with games and questions for their topic that fit into the notion of acting responsibly if you choose to be sexually active.
Okay, and was this week pretty well received by the Hastings College students?
Yes, it was. We actually held the Ask the Sexperts and Sex of All on a night that there was a big, huge basketball game on campus, mm-hmm. and we still had about 10% of the campus population involved in our activity. So it was well received.
Okay, well, Beth Luttrell, once again, thank you so much for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight, talking about Sexual Responsibilities Week. And once again, thank you for all you do at the Health Center.
Thank you for having me.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena, getting set for the second half between number one ranked Hastings and fourth ranked Northwestern here this afternoon. Hastings with a lead right now, 46-32. And the Broncos getting 14 points in the first half from Alicia Stadler. Stadler's got four rebounds to go along with that. Other scores for Hastings: Heather McEwen has got 9 points in the ball game. Lindsay Ducey has got 8 points and five rebounds. Kim Fehman with 5 points. Rachel Ishewood with 2 points and two rebounds. 6 points for Sophia McDermott with one rebound. And 2 points and one rebound for Becky Tesh. Leading the way for the Red Raiders of Northwestern here in the first half. 8 points in the ball game for Allison Holst. She's got a couple of rebounds to go along with that. The leading rebounder for Northwestern is Randall Holstein. She has got 5 points and five rebounds, but Hastings using a 9-0 run there late in the first half, and the Broncos have a 14-point advantage to begin the second half. It is 46-32. Got some scores in from the Heartland Hoops Classic, which is going on today up in Grand Island. The first game today was won by Sumner Eddyville Miller as they beat Wood River 66-52. Ravenna won the second game over Weeping Waters 77-48. Adams Central has just picked up a win over Kearney Catholic, 64-58. Zach Hunt scoring 19 points to lead the Patriots. 46-32 here. Northwestern has got the ball in their offensive end. Here's Randall Holstein. Her pass deflected, but it's picked up over here as Northwestern is running the offense for the first time here in the second half. There's a pass down low and a shot up and in by Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung now with 6 points in the ball game, and it's 46-34. Hastings shooting to our basket to our right here in the second half of play. Northwestern back to their man-to-man defense. They flash a little zone at the Broncos in the first half. Here's a pass inside again to Statler. She's covered up. Comes back out to the top of the key. That's going to be Feynman with it now. Takes it to the free throw line. Now to Ducey. Ducey, two hands on the ball. Powers her way to the basket. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Try to come back out into 3 points here. The pass is intercepted by Hurley. Nice pass there to DeYoung. Her shot is up and in. Kendra DeYoung on the break. 2-on-2 back the other way. Scores for Northwestern. Just like that, the Red Raiders are back within 10 points. 46-36, just underway here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Feynman, double-teamed out there, has to get rid of it, does so. Isherwood has got it, takes it into the lane. Here's a pass out to McEwen, 4-3, your shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound loose, it goes out of bounds, it was last touched by Statler. Northwestern will play things in, 18-43 to play in the ballgame now. Hastings 46 and Northwestern 36. Hastings applying a little pressure back here in backcourt now. Racing the ball off the floor down the far sideline is going to be Klein John. Klein John goes over to Kuhlman. Out of Klein John again over here on the left side. Bounce pass to Randall Holstein. Bounce pass down low underneath the basket. It's going to be tipped out of bounds and a foul is called. It's going to go on Isherwood of Hastings. Rachel picks up her third personal foul. She's going to have to check out, so Isherwood comes out, and here comes Becky Tesh into the ballgame. No free throws there. It'll be Northwestern playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kendra DeYoung gets it out to a Becker Hurley, picked up there by Feynman. Work it back inside to DeYoung. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Ducey. Lindsay Ducey gets the block for the Broncos. Lindsay had 41 blocks coming into the ballgame here this afternoon. Picks up one right there. 10-point lead for the Broncos. Here's a shot by Hurley off of the baseline. It's up and in. Becky Hurley takes the ball in the hole and scores. She's now got 5 points, and Northwestern is back within eight now at 46-38. 18 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings has yet to score here in the first 2 minutes of the second half, and now Ducey is going to be fouled right at the free throw line by Holstein. Northwestern comes out and scores the first 6 points of the second half. And now we're going to have a foul called here on Holstein. That's going to be her third. She's going to have to check out. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Feynman. We'll hold the ball for Hastings, and now we have got a foul called as the Broncos were attempting to inbound the ball. It's going to go on McEwen. Heather McEwen is calling for a push there, and now Jeff Dippman wants to call a timeout. And now he is hot under the collar here. We've had problems with this set of officials before. In fact, I think this is the set that teed up the coach a couple of weeks ago. So you got to be careful walking around this trio. We got a timeout, 18:05 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 46, Northwestern 38.
Hey, kids, I heard of a great place where you can start saving for something special. And they even add a little extra called dividends, which Dad says is the same as interest. It's the Pee Wee Penguin Savings Account at Hastings Federal Credit Union. For kids that are 12 and under, their club also gives you neat stuff just for opening an account. And you have a chance to win prizes. Isn't that great? So tell Mom and Dad to take you to Hastings Federal Credit Union to save in the Pee Wee Penguin Young Savers Club because they serve people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Equal housing lender. Savings federally insured to $250,000 by NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 18 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings leading Northwestern by the score of 46-38. Broncos in the man-to-man defense here as Northwestern tries to slice into the lead just a little further here. A nice little run to begin this second half. Here's a shot put up there, no good by Klein John. Ball is loose underneath the bucket. It's brought down by Northwestern. Shot from the corner is going to be no good by Kuhlman, and the rebound comes down to Ducey. Lindsay Ducey gets it away now to Kim Feynman. Left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe here as the Broncos work against the man-to-man defense on the other end. It's Feynman with the ball now to Heather McEwen, so looking for our first points of the second half. We played about 2.5 minutes. Here's Ducey trying to drive it, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Allison Holst is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on Northwestern here in the second half of play. It'll be Hastings inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own hoop. As Feynman will get things in to Ducey, now to Becky Tesh. Tesh holds it at the top of the three-point circle. Gets it away. Now to Feynman. Feynman holds it out here to Statler. Now down low to Ducey. Her shot is up and in. They're going with a double post there. Statler up high, and she just dumps it down low. Ducey gets the field goal. She has now got 10 points in the ballgame. And the Broncos now lead by 10 again. Hastings 48, Northwestern 38. Approaching the 17-minute mark here in the ballgame. Becker Hurley with the ball. Two-handed pass comes to the near side to Klein-John. Klein-John now to Holst. Back out on top to Becker Hurley as she works against Feynman. Behind his screen, Hurley inside the ring. Now dumps it away in the lane to DeYoung. Her fall-away jumper is going to be no good. Rebound to Ducey. Lindsay gets it away now to Feynman. 48-38. The Broncos have the 10-point advantage. Feynman with the ball in the dribble now for Hastings. Works out top. Dribbles to the top of the key. Comes over here to Heather McEwen. Long pass down low. There's Stadler. Stadler's up and in. Alicia Stadler scores there for Hastings. She's now got 16 points in the basketball game. Her season high was a 27 that she put up against Briarcliff. Here's a long-range three. It's up and in by Kuhlman. Tammy Kuhlman hits her second three-pointer in the ballgame. It is now 50-41. Hastings leading by 9 points. Here's Feynman with the ball now for Hastings. Feynman comes over to McEwen. Heather over here on the wing on the right side. Takes it down on the baseline, and now she can be fouled in the play. Foul there by Val Klein-John for Northwestern. That's going to be your second. 50-41. Hastings with a 9-point advantage with 16:06 remaining in the first half. That's going to be team foul number three on Northwestern here in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath thrown hoop. It'll be Feynman getting it in to Ducey. Ducey puts it on the floor, dribbles to the lane, now kicks it out to McEwen. 4-3-year shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ducey reaches for the rebound and now gets it out to Feynman at the free throw line. Keeps it alive here for the Broncos. Feynman comes to McEwen. Now to Kim again. Dribbles to the free throw line to Feynman. Rather to a McEwen. Back out here to Ducey. Drives it down the lane. The ball is stripped away and it's loose and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Ducey. That's going to be her third foul. So Lindsay Ducey now with three fouls for Hastings. Isherwood has got three. Randall Holstein has got three personal fouls for Northwestern. 50-41 is the score. Hastings still up by 9 points. Here's Hurley with the ball. Goes inside to Holstein. Goes up, and she's going to be hammered on the play by Statler. Alicia just picks up her second personal foul. That's going to send Holstein to the free throw line. 15:35 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings still out on top by the score of 50-41. Randall Holstein to the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the contest. One out of three from the stripe. A 65% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She will get one more. Isherwood comes into the ball game now, replacing McEwen. A 9-point lead for the Broncos, 50-41. Next shot by Holstein is up there. It's good. So she hits one out of two. The Red Raiders back to within 8 points at 50-42. Hastings had a 16-point lead toward the tail end of that first half. They've now sliced it in half. Here's Statler, kicks it back out. Becky Tesh at the top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, down to Ducey. Ducey at the top of the three-point circle. Down to Kim Feynman, drives it down the lane all the way to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go here on Kendra DeYoung of Northwestern. That's going to be her first. So going to the free throw line now is going to be Feynman. Feynman has got 5 points in the basketball game. A 3 and a 2. This is her first chance at a free throw today. 68% on the season. Her shot is up there and in. The Hastings College lead is now 9 points again at 51-42. 15:15 remaining in the ball game. Kim Feynman puts up the second one. That one rattles off. They're no good. Rebound comes down to Holstein. Randall Holstein gets it in the hands of Hurley. Now ahead down the right sideline to Holst. Drives it to the lane, now passing it off. That's going to be Holstein. Her shot's going to be partially deflected there by Stadler. The ball is loose. It's picked up here by Holst. She goes up, and it's going to be fouled in the play. Ball is being swatted around down there. Holst finally picks it up, goes up with a shot, and then she's fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Isherwood. That's going to be her fourth. So Rachel Isherwood now with four fouls. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be McDermott. Also coming down to the scorer's table and checking in will be Elise Schlake for the first time today. So Schlake will check in there. A 5'7" senior out of Gothenburg. Isherwood is going to come out, and Ducey is going to come out. 15:01 to play. Hastings out on top by 9 points. It is 51-42. Northwestern has got a little momentum here in the second half. Holst has got the ball as they inbound it now to Kuhlman. She drives it all the way to the basket. It's not going to be blocked down there by Schlake. It goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to Northwestern. So Elise Schlake gets a little piece of that one. It'll be Northwestern inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Here comes Brittany Wong into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Tesh. So Wong is into the contest now for the Broncos. 5'3" freshman from Carmichael, California. Becca Hurley has got the ball deep in the corner of the right side, picked up by Thaman. They found it down low. A shot is up there by Holstein, no good. And the rebound comes down to Wong. Hastings runs it back the other way. Wong 1-on-3. Finally gets it back here to McDermott. Drives for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hurley. Becca Hurley has got it down for Northwestern. Broncos still have a 9-point advantage. Hurley, here's a pass that hits McDermott right in the back of the head. Now it's loose and it goes out of bounds. They will give that one to Northwestern. That pass hit McDermott right in the back of the head. Goes off her head and out of bounds. It's going to be Northwestern playing things in. Kendra DeYoung will get things in to Kuhlman. Now to Holstein down low. Here's a nice shot up over her head. It's up and in. Kendra DeYoung. Now with 10 points in the ball game, Northwestern is within 7. 51-44 now with 14 minutes and 19 seconds to play. McDermott for 3. Shot no good. Rebound Holstein. Randall Holstein has got it for Northwestern to Hurley. Long pass down to 4. It gets by Kuhlman out of bounds. A turnover on Northwestern. They had a break going the other way. That's 16 turnovers now in the Red Raiders. 14-10 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings 51 at Northwestern 44. Kim Thaman, waist-high dribble, brings it across the midcourt stripe now. Picked up there by Kuhlman of Northwestern. Here's McDermott. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Kicks it back out, top of the key. That's Schlake with the ball. Down to Wong. Wong gets it to Thaman, back inside to Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Holst. Holst has got it down for Northwestern. Gets it away to Becker Hurley. Feeds inside. Randall Holstein stops, pops, and scores. Randall Holstein now with 8 points in the basketball game. Northwestern is back to within 5, 51-46. They were trailing by 16 late in the first half at 46-30. It's now down to 5 points at 51-46. Thaman down here on the baseline, comes out now to Wong, top of the key. There's McDermott with the ball, free throw line extended left side. McDermott goes down in the corner to Elise Schlake, now to McDermott, up here on the wing, behind the screen from Thaman. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Wong, whether McDermott has still got it, she dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good that she is fouled in the play with just a second left on the shot clock. Kendra DeYoung picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on Northwestern here in this second half of play. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Sophia McDermott. She's got 2 3-pointers and 6 points here in the ballgame. Her first free throw of the day is up there and in. She's a 68% foul shooter of the season. Ducey comes into the ballgame now, replacing Statler. Here comes Brittany Wong out of the ballgame as well. Coming back in is going to be McEwen. So Hastings will go with Schlake and also McDermott out there with Thaman, McEwen, and Ducey. Next one is up there. It's good by McDermott. That gives Hastings a 7-point advantage again at 53-46. Now here's a traveling violation back the other way on Katie Neusma. Being pressured out there by McDermott of Hastings, and Neusma is whistled for the traveling violation. 17 turnovers now on Northwestern here in the ballgame. 13:05 remaining in the contest, 53-46. Broncos have the advantage. Here's Lindsay Ducey with the ball. Goes over there now to McDermott. Picked up by Hurley. McDermott dribbling on the ball out here in three-point territory. Brings it over here to McEwen. Fires the ball inside to Ducey. Dumps it away. Now to Schlake. Her shot is up there. It's blocked down, but a foul is called. That's going to send Schlake to the free throw line. Allison Holst picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. So Elise Schlake goes to the free throw line. An 81% foul shooter in the season. She is 13 out of 16 from the line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Schlake will have one more. Hastings 53, Northwestern 46. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Schlake hits 1 out of 2. 54-46. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball down the right sideline. Kristen Neff has got it. Neff now to Holst, who's over here to Neusma. Back outside the ring. That's going to be Becca Hurley with the ball. Leaves it for Neusma, and then she throws it out of bounds. Hurley was cutting for the basket. They just threw that one into the Northwestern bench. Turnover number 18 now on the Red Raiders. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Kuhlman back into the ballgame, replacing DeYoung. Also checking out is going to be Neusma. Kristen Neff is back in there for Northwestern as well. 54-46. Hastings now with an 8-point lead. 12.5 to play. Here's Feynman driving it down the right side of the lane. Now a bounce pass into the paint. That's going to be Schlake. Her fall-away jumper is up and in. Nice shot there by Elise Schlake, falling away down on the baseline as he took it down the paint. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead, 56-46. Here's Holst with the ball. Moves it over here to the near sideline. Back out to Holst. Now on the wing, the net. Lob pass down low to Hurley. Her shot is no good. Holstein with a rebound. Foul shot is up there and in. Randall Holstein scores. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. 56-48. Hastings College with the lead. Here's McDermott with the ball now for Hastings. Dribbling out here. Bounce pass goes to Ducey. Turns, rockets the pass back out on the wing on the left side. That's Feynman. Down to McEwen. Down to McDermott. Here on this right side. Bounce pass inside to Ducey. And she knocks down somebody. An offensive foul is going to be called. That's going to be the fourth foul on Lindsay Ducey as she knocks down Randall Holstein. Lindsay Ducey has just picked up her fourth personal foul with 11 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the basketball game. And Coach Dittman, not a happy camper. That is the fourth foul in Lindsay Ducey. She is out of the ball game now with four personal fouls, still with 11 minutes and 36 seconds to play, and the Broncos have a 56-48 advantage. Here's Becker Hurley with the ball. Takes it to the right side. Neff for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to McDermott of Hastings. So the Broncos are going to have to play a majority of the second half now with Lindsay Ducey, the All-American, on the bench with four personal fouls. Hastings has got it. Here's Statler inside. Here's Shana's up there and in. Randall Holstein fell down on the play. They got Statler the ball, and she lays it in. Alicia's having a great ball game here for Hastings. She's got 18 points. And Hastings back out to a 10-point lead, 58-48. Here's Hurley down low on the right side. Now they get to Holstein in the lane. Goes up against Statler. Shana's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound out of bounds. It was last touched by Holstein. Alicia's got a couple of personal fouls in there for Hastings. She'll have to go most of the second half here with Ducey now on the bench. Into the ball game now for Hastings. Let's see. Becky came down to the scorer's table, and then she's back to the bench. 58-48 is the score. It's a 10-point lead for the Broncos with 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Feynman. Dribbles behind her back. Gets away. Feynman goes over to Elise Schlake. Now to Sophia McDermott. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass again inside to Stadler. Kicks it out to Feynman for three. Shot good. Kim Feynman knocks down her second three-pointer. She got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings extends their lead out to 61-48 now with 10.5 minutes to play here in the contest. Holst has got it. Now to Holstein. Left side of the lane. Holstein swerves around. Drives the ball against Alicia Stadler. Down to the baseline. Goes up. Her shot is going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. Alicia Stadler is going to be hit with a nope. It's going to be, yep, that's Alicia Stadler. Her third personal foul. Holstein will go to the free throw line now for Northwestern as the fans start to get on the officials here. It's not been a pleasant day today for the guys dressed in the black and white suits. Randall Holstein will have a couple of free throws here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Her first one is no good. Randy is now 2 out of 6 from the free throw line this afternoon. Kendra DeYoung comes into the contest now for Northwestern, replacing Allison Holst. 61-48. Hastings out on top. The Broncos led at halftime, 46-32. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up and in. Holstein hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Northwestern had the lead down at 1 point to 5 points at 51-46. But the Broncos now lead by 12 again, 61-49, and the Broncos have possession. Here's Feynman at the top of the key to McEwen. 4-3. Her shot is up there. She hits it. Big bucket there for Heather McEwen. That is 4 three-pointers in the ballgame. She's got 12 points. 64-49. Back the other way. DeYoung, her shot no good. Ball swatted around and is picked up by Schlake. Long pass down to 4. They get it to Feynman. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It is no good. Feynman misses the easy one. Feynman pushed from behind. No foul called. Kuhlman comes back the other way. Now to Kleinjohn. Kleinjohn stops out here in three-point territory. Comes to the near side to a DeYoung. They work it back around, top of the key to a Nieuwsma, and then she throws the ball out of bounds. Nieuwsma throws the ball out of bounds, trying to connect with Kleinjohn. Turnover number 19 in the ball game by Northwestern. And now Nieuwsma comes out. Checking back in is going to be Kuhlman. Here comes Becky Tesh into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Kim Feynman. Hastings has built a 15-point lead, 64-49. 9:29 to play. Here's McDermott with the ball. Stops right at the top of the three-point circle. Now to McEwen. Gets it away to McDermott. Deep wing, left side, trying to penetrate. Takes it inside the free throw circle and then throws the ball out of bounds. Becky Tesh was over there on the wing. McDermott threw it too far. That's the 11th turnover. She fires that one into the first row of the bleachers. 64-49. The Broncos with a 15-point lead here this afternoon. Northwestern with the ball. Here's a Neff as she drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Kristen Neff takes her right to the hole there for Northwestern. She's got 5 points in the ballgame, 64-51. Hastings still leading by 13 points. McDermott with the ball at the top of the key behind a screen from Schlake. McDermott has still got it. Gives the ball to Schlake. Now for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound Neff. Neff's pass is going to be tipped by Tesh. It is loose on the far sideline. It's picked up by Schlake. She saves it from going out of bounds. Turnover number 20 now in Northwestern. Here comes Becky Tesh back with the ball for the Broncos. Comes out to McEwen. McEwen brings it back to Tesh. Fakes the three. Gets it down to McEwen. Off to McDermott. She'll take the three-pointer. Shot is up there and hits it. Sophia McDermott with three three-pointers in the ballgame. Hastings now leading by 16 points, 67-51. And now we got a traveling violation. We have a foul. It's going to be a foul on Hastings. Driving the ball to the hole again was a Kuhlman, and she was fouling the way in. It's going to go on McDermott. That's going to be her first. End of the ballgame now for Northwestern is going to be Allison Holst. Holst is in. Coming out is going to be Neff. Hastings leading by 16 points, and now Earl Wadstra, the head coach for Northwestern, wants to call a timeout. Northwestern will call a timeout here, 8 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the ballgame. Hastings 67, Northwestern 51.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Back here with 8 minutes and 17 seconds to play. In the second half, Hastings has got a 16-point lead, 67-51, with Lindsay Ducey on the bench with four personal fouls. She has sat now for the last 3 minutes. The third-ranked Nebraska women's basketball team winners today over Missouri. The Huskers over the Tigers, 82-78. Nebraska was trailing 67-64 with 8 minutes to play in the ballgame, but the Huskers come back to win again. Nebraska 82 and Missouri 78. The Nebraska women's basketball team still undefeated on the season. 67-51, Hastings with the lead here. Going to the free throw line is going to be Cammie Kuhlman. She has got 8 points in the ballgame, a couple of threes, and she is 2 out of 2 from the stripe this afternoon. Kuhlman's shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to McDermott. Sophia's got the ball in a dribble now for Hastings down the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. McDermott has got it now. Schlake tries to set a screen for it. McDermott does not use it. Moves it to the left wing on the left side. Now to Heather McEwen dribbling, and now she's going to be fouled in the play. McEwen is going to be fouled here by Allison Holst. That's going to be the fourth foul on Holst. So now a one-and-one situation here for McEwen. McEwen so far in the ballgame, 12 points on 4 3-pointers, 86% foul shooter in the season, 32 out of 37. Her shot is up there. That one is good. McEwen will get one more. Hastings down with a 17-point lead. It is 68-51. Heather McEwen will have one more. It's up. It's good. Earl Wastrick continues to jaw with the official here on the near sideline. Got a funny feeling one of the coaches is going to get teed up here today. 69-51. Hastings with an 18-point lead. They get it inside to Holstein. The ball is knocked loose, and now DeYoung picks it up, and she's going to be fouled in the play. A foul will go on McEwen. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Broncos. Kendra DeYoung will go to the free throw line now for Northwestern. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. 5 field goals. Nothing so far from the free throw line. 70% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. That one is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Schlake. Schlake gets the ball now to Statler. Now to McDermott. Gets the ball ahead. Down to Becky Tesh. Gets away. Tesh drives it for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good. Becky Tesh scores. And the Broncos have a 20-point lead over Northwestern. 71-51. With 7 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the ballgame. They get it to Randall Holstein. Holstein now to Holst. Her shot in the lane is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Young. Follow shot is up and in. Kendra DeYoung gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 12 points. 71-53. Hastings with a lead. McDermott not driving down the lane. Stops. Comes out to McEwen. Now to McDermott again. Bounce pass is kicked. Kicked out of bounds, trying to send it back inside to Alicia Stadler. 7 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings with an 18-point lead, 71-53. Here comes Feynman into the ball game now for Hastings. Feynman is going to replace Elise Schlenk. So Feynman will inbound the ball. Left side of the basket down here on the baseline. Feynman looks, gets it into Tesh in the corner. One dribble, sends it inside. The ball's going to be tipped away from Stadler. A turnover on Hastings. Coming back the other way, DeYoung goes to Hurley. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses the driving layup. Hurley picks up the ball, though, for Northwestern. Back around to the right side. Kuhlman works over there against Feynman. Out to a Randall Holstein. Nearly travels with the ball there. Now to Kuhlman out here at the top of the key. 19 left on the shot clock. Randall Holstein comes out now to Wadle, who's back into the ball game. The ball slapped away there by Tesh. It is loose in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Hastings down there on the baseline. It's going to go on Stadler. Alicia just picks up her fourth foul. So now Alicia Stadler and Lindsay Ducey with four personal fouls. So we still got 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Ducey has been on the bench for almost 5 minutes with four personal fouls. Randall Holstein to the free throw line. She's got 11 points. Her shot is up there and is no good. She is now 3 out of 8 from the free throw line today. 71-53. The Broncos looking for their 25th win of the season here this afternoon. This one pretty well wrap up the conference title with two games to play. 71-54 as the next one goes down for Holstein. Now Hastings back with the ball. 6.5 to go here. Here's McEwen with it out in three-point territory to Feynman. Feynman brings it back to McEwen. Now to Becky Tesh. Tesh sends it inside. Stadler backs up, goes up. Her shot is going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. Stadler will go to the free throw line. Randall Holstein picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth foul. So all the big players in trouble now for each team. Ducey and Stadler with four personal fouls. Holstein down with four. Stadler to the free throw line. Her shot no good. First miss of the day for Alicia Stadler from the free throw line. 71% on the season. Hastings 71, Northwestern 54. Alicia will have one more. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. That one is good. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and Hastings still with an 18-point lead. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in this one. Got the men's game coming up next on 1230 KHAS. Randall Holstein with the ball. Cross court, deflected, picked up. Here's Klein John. Her shot may have been partially deflected. It goes out of bounds, but they give the ball to Hastings. Evidently not. Just an ugly shot thrown up there by Val Klein John from the right side. Extremely short. 72-54. Hastings will lead. Broncos with the ball. Feynman has got it now for Hastings back in the offensive zone. Northwestern is in the man-to-man defense. Here's Feynman behind a screen from Stadler. Now forced out near the 10-second line. They go to McDermott on the wing. Now to McEwen. Sent to the near side. Now to Becky Tesh. Brings it up high on the block. Bounce pass down low. Shot by Stadler is going to be blocked down there by Holstein. Picked up by Randall Holstein. Now the pass goes to the far side. The Wadle takes the ball to the hole. She's fouled in the play. McEwen is the guilty party this time for Hastings. That's going to be her third foul. And that's going to send Andrea Wadle to the free throw line for the first time today. She's an 87% foul shooter of the season, 20 out of 23 for the line this season. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Andrea Wadle gets the free throw to go down. And the Northwestern deficit is now 17 points at 72-55 with 5:42 to play. Wadle will have one more. That one is up there and right down through the hole. 72-56, a 16-point lead for Hastings. And now head coach Jeff Dittman is up. He wants to call a timeout. Broncos will call a timeout here. 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the first half, or actually in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. It is Hastings 72 and Northwestern 56.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, our first final in this afternoon. Dort has beaten Nebraska Wesleyan in women's play 80-51. Dort 80, Nebraska Wesleyan 51. Earlier today, down in Columbia in the Big 12 Conference, Nebraska came back to beat Missouri by the score of 82-78. Huskers 82, Missouri 78. Good ball game here. Hastings College playing without Lindsay Ducey right now on the bench with four personal fouls, and she will remain there following this timeout. She is now set for 6 minutes. She went out at the 11:36 mark with a game 56-48 in favor of Hastings. The Broncos have now increased the lead to 16 points with her on the bench at 72-56. And now we've got a foul out top as Becky Tesh is absolutely mauled on the play by Kleinjohn of Northwestern. Tesh was trying to set a screen out there, and Kleinjohn just mowed her over. Tesh hits the ground hard, and she gets back up, and she'll go to the free throw line now as Kleinjohn is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be Kleinjohn's third. Tesh at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, though, to McDermott. Sophia McDermott out to Tesh again. Got Alicia Stadler to Becky Tesh. Hastings keeps it alive here. Becky drives for the hole. Her scoop shot is up there. It is around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Northwestern. Kendra DeYoung gets the board. Gets it away now to Becker Hurley. Hurley on the dribble back the other way for Northwestern. Here's a pass to Randall Holstein as he drives it down the lane as he puts it up there left-handed and scores. Holstein now with 14 in the ballgame, 72-58. It's a 14-point lead now for Hastings. 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Here's Heather McEwen with the ball, a pass to Becky Tesh. Tesh bobbles it, now picks it up and goes to Stadler. His shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler now with 21 points in the basketball game for Hastings. 74-58, 4:50 to play in the ballgame. Here's Randall Holstein with the ball at the elbow, right side of the lane, bounce pass. Poked away from Hurley. Becca picks it back up. Drives the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to McEwen. McEwen down to Feynman. Pass to the near side. Becky Tesh has got it. Tesh bounce pass inside to Stadler. Goes back up and the ball is knocked out of her hands and is picked up by Holstein, who fell down on the play. She was lying flat on her back and the ball came right down to her. Back the other way. Northwestern. Hurley for three. Shot good. Becca Hurley gets the field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. 74-61. It's a 13-point lead for Hastings. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Here's Feynman with the ball, now to Stadler. Alicia comes to the near sideline, now to McEwen. Shot for three, good again. Heather McEwen with 17 points in the basketball game. 77-61, 4 minutes to play, and now Northwestern wants to call a timeout. So a timeout here at Northwestern, 3 minutes. 58 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 77, Northwestern 61.
Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3:58 to play in the basketball game. Hastings leading 77-61. 8 minutes to play in Sioux City. It's Briarcliff out on top of Doan, 66-58. Hastings with a 16-point lead. Northwestern has got the ball. Here's Allison Holst out here at the top of the key. Drives it at the free throw line. Holst comes out here on the wing to Holstein. Lobs it into the lane. With the basketball is DeYoung. Goes up over McEwen. Her shot is up and in. Kendra DeYoung scores. By the way, Ducey is back into the ball game now for Hastings College, playing with four personal fouls. So she sat for a little more than 8 minutes. This second half, the Broncos were able to increase their lead to 16 points when they're on the bench. So a great job with some of the backups there for Hastings. Here's Ducey with the ball. Comes back out to McEwen. Now to Ducey on the baseline. Dribbles up high on the block. Gets it to a Becky Tesh. She drives it to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Nice block there by DeYoung. Kendra DeYoung gets out of there with the basketball for Northwestern. Gets it now in the hands of Kristen Neff. 77-63. Hastings with a 14-point lead with 3 minutes to play. Neff goes to Holstein, now down low. The ball is deflected out of bounds. Was it deflected out by Hastings? That's what the officials are saying. McEwen and Feynman, they don't believe it. But it'll be Northwestern playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. 77-63. Hastings with a 14-point lead with 2:58 to play. Becca Hurley has got the ball deep in the corner of the right side. Hurley looking to penetrate it against Feynman. Takes it into the paint. Fall away. Jumper is up there. No good. Rebound Holstein. Holstein goes back up. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Holstein. She's fouling the play. Ducey. I think on Ducey. Nope. Kim Feynman. They were both battling for the ball there. Ducey had some contact in there, but it was Feynman who picks up the foul. That's going to be number two on Feynman. Holstein to the free throw line. 4 of 9 so far today. As this one goes down through the hole, she's now 5 of 10. The Hastings College lead is now 13 points. Northwestern making things interesting here in the final, 2:46. Second shot is up there. It's good. 77-65 now with 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Hastings led by 20 points at 71-51 about 5 minutes ago. Here's Ducey with the ball in backcourt now. They get it to Feynman. Feynman races the ball into the offensive zone here, down the right side. Right side of the lane as he goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's fouled in the play. This thing turned into a free throw shooting contest. Foul is going to go here on Kuhlman of Northwestern. That's going to be her second. We've got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and Northwestern. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 4 o'clock. Feynman at the stripe. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Kim now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line today. Tesh comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Coming out is going to be McEwen. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off. No good. So Feynman misses a couple of free throws, and now Becker Hurley runs the ball back. A three-pointer by Hurley. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And they will give the ball to Hastings. Last touch by Kendra DeYoung of Northwestern. Now McEwen comes back into the ball game for Hastings, and Tesh will come out. 77-65 is the score. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the contest. Broncos trying to get their foot in the door here for the conference championship here this afternoon with two games remaining against Dana and Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings with a one-game lead right now on Northwestern. The Broncos now have a 12-point advantage here over the Red Raiders late in the ball game. Feynman goes to McEwen out here in three-point territory. Heather has got it. Looks, comes to Ducey at the top of the key. Rockets a pass inside, tipped away from Statler. It's picked up here by Becker Hurley. Turnover number 13 on Hastings. Hurley has got the ball for Northwestern. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Gets it away to Allison Holst. Holst over here now to Kendra DeYoung. DeYoung moves it to Becker Hurley. She penetrates, spins. Now against Feynman, puts up a shot. It's up there, won't go. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Alicia pulls it out of the air. Rebound comes down to Statler, and she gets it into the hands of Feynman, and the foul is called here in backcourt. A foul here will go on Becker Hurley of Northwestern. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Feynman back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Feynman with 9 points in the basketball game. 77-65, the Broncos have the lead. And Feynman's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. 77-65. Feynman has missed three in a row. We'll have another one right here. Eyes the bucket. That one is up and in. 78-65. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here comes Kuhlman. She drives it all into the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Tesh, and she's fouled in the play. Kuhlman took it right to the hole. Becky Tesh got the block, and then a foul is called on Northwestern. There we go on Allison Holst. That's going to be her fifth foul. So she's the first player to foul out of the contest, although several players are on the borderline, in the gray area, so to speak. She leads with 8 points, all eight in the first half of play. And Becky Tesh will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Tesh has got 4 points in the ballgame, 2 out of 3 from the line. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Hastings trying to soak this baby away. Minute and 33 seconds to go. It's 79-65. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Next one is up there by Tesh. It's good. Nothing but twine that time for Becky Tesh. Hastings back out to a 15-point lead. 80-65. Here comes Northwestern back with the ball. Out here in three-point territory is Wadle. Sends it down low. The ball tipped away from Hurley. Picks it back up. Her shot no good. Rebound Hurley. Follow shot good. The All-American Becker Hurley has been held to only 10 points today by the Hastings College defense. 80-67. Broncos leading by 13. Here's Ducey. Dribbling with the ball. Comes out to Isherwood. Isherwood out near the midcourt stripe. Hands it away to Feynman. On the dribble. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Inside the ring. Bounce pass inside to Ducey. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Kuhlman. Kuhlman to the near sideline down to a Becker Hurley. Dribbles behind her back, gets away from Tesh. Rockets up a three, her shot good. Becker Hurley with a three-pointer from just to the left of the lane. She's now got 13, and we're back to a 10-point ball game now with 52 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. Northwestern, 52 seconds to play in this one. It's Hastings 80, Northwestern 70.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 52 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings out on top of Northwestern by a score of 80-70. Tribune beat writer Eric Buderis has quickly informed me that, remember, we had a 6-point lead last year against Northwestern with 20 seconds to play and lost the lead. So keep that in the back of your mind. Northwestern, they did it on this floor, too. 80-70 is the score. Hastings coming back out on the floor. So it's 80-70 with 52 seconds to play here in this one. Rachel Isherwood will inbound the ball. Now Northwestern will attack here in backcourt. Isherwood looking to play things in. She's still got it. Isherwood looking and finally gets it into Feynman. Kim down the far sideline. Brings it back to Isherwood in the center of the floor. Now to Feynman. Brings it to the near side. Now that's McEwen. He's on the dribble down the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Isherwood, and Hastings brings it into the offensive zone. 39 seconds to play. Hastings with a 10-point lead. McEwen with the ball comes out here now to Isherwood. Isherwood dribbling, gives it away now to McEwen. McEwen now to Ducey at the top of the key. Back inside, Statler dumps it away to Isherwood. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball's tapped out of bounds. It was last touched here by Northwestern. Last touch by Kendra DeYoung. So now with 24 seconds to play in the ball game, 2 seconds on the shot clock, Hastings will inbound. Feynman is going to trigger things in. Kim looking, gets it to Ducey. She fires up a shot. It's good. She banks one home. Ducey at the end of the shot clock banks one home. And it's now 82-70. The Broncos have a 12-point lead with 20 seconds to play. Here's a long-range jumper by Kuhlman. The shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. She's fouling the play. And Feynman will go to the free throw line now. And the Broncos are going to wrap her up here this afternoon. We have got a 12-point lead. It is 82-70. And Hastings will go to the free throw line now with Kim Feynman. Feynman is 2 out of 6 from the line today. That's going to be 10 team fouls on Northwestern, so this will be a two-shot foul here. Feynman eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is good. It is now 83-70. Hastings with the lead. Statler comes out. Coming in, Elise Schlake. Here comes the next one. It's going to be up and no good. Feynman misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Becker Hurley. 12 seconds to play. Hurley out here in three-point territory, covered up by Feynman. She forces up a shot. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball as Hurley airballs. Hurley was looking for the foul, but Feynman was just standing there, and Hurley kind of jumped into her. Now they play it into Ducey. 6 seconds to go. Ducey in backcourt here to Elise Schlake. Elise just hangs on to it, and the Broncos are going to win it. Hastings College wins it this afternoon over Northwestern as the Broncos extend their winning streak. That snaps a 6-game winning streak for Northwestern, and the Broncos now have the inside track at winning the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season championship and the automatic berth to the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City as Hastings picks up a 13-point win over the Northwestern Red Raiders this afternoon. Final score, Hastings 83, Northwestern 70. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Northwestern by a score of 83-70. Broncos got out to a 46-32 halftime lead. They extended that lead out to 20 points in the second half with about 7 minutes to play at 71-51. Northwestern eventually chopped the lead back down to within striking distance at 77-65, but they could not get any closer than that. And Hastings College goes on to win by the score of 83-70. So now Hastings with a two-game lead over Northwestern and the rest of the pack in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with two games to play. Hastings has got a road game next Tuesday at Dana, and they'll finish things off next Saturday in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan before the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament gets underway. Hastings can win the regular season title. They get the automatic bid to the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City, and they would be the number one seed for that GPAC tournament. They would have all their games at home, which is always nice. The seniors being recognized in between games here for Hastings, receiving the honors, Kim Feynman for Hastings, also Heather McEwen, Rachel Isherwood, and Lindsay Ducey, all receiving recognition here in between games after Hastings disposes of the fourth-ranked team of the nation this afternoon, Northwestern, by the score of 83-70. Checking the scoring in the ball game for Hastings today, Alicia Stadler had 21 points in the ball game today, 14 in the first half, 7 more in the second. Stadler was big today because Lindsay Ducey was on the bench for about 8 minutes of that second half, and while she was out, Hastings extended their lead from 8 points up to 16. Alicia Stadler was one reason why. Stadler, 21 points in the ball game here this afternoon. Heather McEwen ended up with 17 points. Sophia McDermott had 11. Kim Feynman had 11 points. The other scorers for Hastings, Becky Tesh had 6, 3 points for Elise Schlake, and 2 points for Rachel Isherwood. Northwestern led this afternoon by Randall Holstein. She had 16. Kendra DeYoung had 14. Becker Hurley had 13 points. The other scorers for Northwestern, Allison Holst had 8. Cammie Kuhlman had 8 points. 5 for Kristen Neff. 2 points for Katie Neusma. 2 points for Val Feinjohn. And 2 points for Andrea Wadle. Hastings College again wins it this afternoon in women's college basketball. The final score of 83-70. Checking the shooting numbers today for the Broncos, they ended up shooting exactly 50% from the field today. They were 28 out of 56. Hastings 12 out of 26 on three-pointers for 46%. And they were 15 out of 23 from the free-throw line for 65%. Northwestern 25 out of 60 for 41%. The Red Raiders hit 6 out of 13 from behind the arc for 33%. And the Red Raiders were 14 out of 21 from the free-throw line for 66%. Northwestern out-rebounding Hastings 38-31, including 16-6 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over 20 times. Actually, Hastings had 16 turnovers in the ball game, compared to 20 for Northwestern. Broncos came up with 6 block shots and 5 steals. Northwestern had 3 block shots and 10 steals. Again, Hastings College wins in an all-important ball game for us here this afternoon as Hastings beats Northwestern today. Final score, the Broncos 83 and the Red Raiders 70. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. As we get set for the men's contest here this afternoon, you're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros.